your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
If there's an internet, that really would not surprise me at all. But
all right, we're in. We're live. We are doing the simulcast. It's actually happening. I've got Adam Kokesh on the other line here. And Adam, talk to me because we want to make sure we got a level coming through this from Adam versus the Man right out to the Robert Scott Bell Show audience.
Yes, the space station has docked with the lander, and we are in stable orbit. You're listening to Adam versus the Man, coming to you from adamversustheman.com/live, joined simulcast with Mr. Robert Scott Bell on terrestrial radio.
Media
meets new media.
This is great. Very exciting, Adam, to finally connect with you on the air. We haven't ever done a simulcast like this. It looks like I got two thumbs up from the board op. You're coming through loud and clear, and like I said, followed you as long as we've been involved in this broadcasting Healing Liberty since 1999, and then you came on, and I've admired what you've stood for and the fact that you've got an incredible, incredible amount of courage to live what you believe and sometimes suffer some consequences because of it. But I know you're a freedom guy, and that's why we are together today.
Well, likewise, and I really appreciate your voice in the movement. Everything that you've done to hold down your corner of it and health freedom, especially right now, is very important. But I don't know who's going to interview who here, but I think we've got plenty of juicy topics. And you know, it's marijuana week. 420 is this Sunday. Stoners have been planning for this for, I don't know, probably a couple of minutes. But, you know, we've got an event coming up this Sunday, and we've had a lot of guests on this theme. But it's important to talk about the serious side of this as well, in terms of the medical benefits and all the ways that people are waking up to that, and how that relates to where we are now historically in what I would describe as the middle of the end of the drug war. You know, maybe yes. The beginning of the end was the first wave of medical marijuana states. Now, like, we're at recreational, and in a lot of places, just the enforcement mechanism has been separated from individual marijuana smokers, and that means individual patients. That means people that want to experiment. That means parents whose kids are having seizures, and the mainstream medical industry can't do anything for them, and they've seen the cures online. We have the internet. People are doing this research for themselves. So, I mean, how do you see that interplay? And for your show and for your audience, how relevant is the fundamental medical education to that bigger political dynamic?
Well, we've been spotlighting and highlighting a lot of these families, these super moms, super dads, or canna moms and canna dads, as we call them now, who have uncovered, you know, because the medical community completely devoid of any knowledge of botanical medicine, even though many of their medicines are derived from botanicals, but synthetically isolated and patented and becoming very toxic in the process. And in fact, just last hour, you know, the listeners here heard that for Adam versus the Man listeners. We just highlighted another dad, Chris Snyder, who's, I believe, retired from the Navy. And he has a child, 15, 16 months old now, with dramatic seizure disorders, kind of similar to what those of who watched the weed episodes on that Sanjay Gupta on CNN was revealing. And they found out about the Charlotte's Web after having been through regular medicine, steroid hormones that are very dangerous and toxic. They couldn't continue. And they started utilizing this CBD-rich industrialized hemp oil that is not derived with a THC basis, so technically legal in all 50 states already.
Right. You point out a really interesting distinction. I just want to make sure we're clear on this, or at least emphasize this. But you're saying that there are lots of ways to isolate various elements of marijuana from the raw plant. You can get CBDs out of it. You can get THC. You can isolate specific natural compounds, and you can get oils, and you can create different delivery systems that, you know, if you want to avoid any kind of intoxicating effect or psychological effect, you can almost perfectly avoid. But when you try to do that chemically as opposed to, and I don't mean chemical versus non-chemical, because a lot of, like, yeah, when you're separating the oils, it's a chemical process, sure. Yes. But, like, synthetic processes, the pharmaceutical patented-based processes, you have all of the problems that you get with pharmaceuticals as opposed to natural derivatives that in many cases with marijuana are way more effective and safer. Correct?
Yeah, and to Sanjay Gupta's credit, he actually acknowledged that you can't synthesize this. There are too many compounds, and the research is showing that it must be delivered in this whole form. But what's interesting, the distinction that is not being made and wasn't even made on Sanjay Gupta's CNN specials, is that the Charlotte's Web is actually made from industrial hemp and not, let's say, that marijuana, that certain species that's considered marijuana with THC. And technically, there are forms of this that can be available to you right now in all 50 states. And that's what I've been finding, these parents that have found the access to this point without any congressional shifts, changes in the state law, that they're getting the benefits. And this little child, Donovan, who's 16 months now, zero seizure activity, when before it was beyond hundreds. They couldn't count how many seizures this kid was having every day. So my message is, we can't wait. Obviously, I want to see the legislation changed everywhere, but the reality is we need this medicinal support everywhere right now, and there is a way, although it's not going to direct you yet to the THC side of things for those that need that, but the CBD is proving very, very profoundly beneficial for so many cases.
Well, what's crazy is just how the internet has so fundamentally changed this, and this is one of those clear cases where you go, if it wasn't for the internet, we'd still be really screwed here, because you have one parent that has the guts to say, you know, maybe the first one, you know, you have to experiment on a child. If you want to heal children, at some point, you have to actually put those things into practice. You have to say, like, what is the actual effect that this is going to have on a child?
Yes.
And it takes a brave parent who knows what they're doing to say, I got to try this. And if that happened, you know, 30 years ago, even 10, 20 years ago, you'd never see it on the internet. First of all, you wouldn't, even if someone could post it anonymously, like the technology just wasn't there. And so the drug war worked. When the government said this has no medical value, there was no way to question that. And now it's undeniable. And now you have parents outraged going, how the hell did you keep this from my kids for so long? And what kills me and thinking about this is how many parents have kids now that are like, I don't know, 15, 20 years old, somewhere in there, that have been, you know, dealing with this their entire lives, that have been, you know, treating seizures through, you know, mainstream medicine and going, you know, and now they have kids that are 18 or that are physically full grown that are developmentally stunted, whose bodies have not developed and brains have not developed properly because this treatment was kept from them by government. I mean, there's got to be just an incredible outrage there. But now from parents that are going, no, my kid right now needs this. How is that being politically manifest?
Really, it's an interesting challenge because we've also interviewed some parents that have utilized the legal form and child protective services. Somebody tips them off. A doctor doesn't like what they're doing. Maybe they're diminishing certain drugs or eliminating them altogether. And because of that, the CPS coming in to try and take the children away for doing something perfectly lawful and legal right now. So it's a dilemma for those who are genuinely fearful and with good reason. And then there are other families, parents that are, you know, damn the torpedoes. We've got to do this. My child is much too important than the fear that would overwhelm me in this case. But the politics are changing very rapidly. You're right. We're in the middle of the end of the drug war. They've already lost the drug war. It's just a matter for them to realize it. This is how fast this is transforming now. And it's for the good because ultimately it'll shake up the medical establishment, the medical monopoly, as they're acknowledging scientific evidence showing anti-cancer properties of the cannabis family of compounds, and again, all together, the different strains available. So there's a lot of wondrous things that are going to happen that will impact on the medical community positively, even if some of them are going kicking and screaming. But yes, there's still a lot that we have to deal with in terms of the law enforcement attacking these families through child protective services that are protecting the interest of hospitals and doctors and the pharmaceutical industry more than the families or the children themselves.
Now, there are a bunch of very specific diseases that are relatively rare. You know, children having seizures is not a common thing, although you might think, you know, with autism rates going up, we're going to see more of some of these diseases that are products of who knows what, of what contamination in modern life or in our food or lifestyle problems that really are the result of, you know, corporatism, you know, as a matter of government policy and pollution and food processing and thing and big pharma and so on and so forth. But can you even rattle off the top of your head, like, you know, what are all of the potential things that people should be aware of? Like, you know, was in the sense that, you know, we know, well, aspirin is good for, you know, blood pressure and headaches. Okay, yeah. So, you know, what's that, like, common list that, you know, eventually every American or every human being really needs to know about marijuana?
Well, I think we've only scratched the surface in terms of medical or scientific validation, and I don't wait for that because we know clinically things are happening. They're real. They're right before our eyes. But there are, you know, benefits to the literature that's published on this because we've got, hopefully we're going to meet a researcher from Israel this weekend at the Cannabis Cup in Denver, where we'll be broadcasting, that is probably more studied on this than anybody on the planet. But I think the key areas, including cancer, which is huge, brain cancer, brain tumors, bone cancers, you have the issue of anxiety, PTSD, one of the hugest issues for me that we've been promoting as well, its use to get away from SSRI drugs, anti-anxiety medicines. Of course, that threatens a big industry. I think pain management is another huge, huge area because it's non-addictive. It's not toxic to the liver like all the pain drugs that are out there and available. And even we're going to cover this hour story about a reduction of alcohol addiction via the use of a medical cannabis. And we cover a lot of that in this. I don't know if you know, I've got a new book out called Unlock the Power to Heal. You see it right there.
Yep, absolutely.
And this will go into it. We have a whole chapter on the medical uses of cannabis, as well as the history as to how and why it was made illegal. Not because it got people high. That was the furthest thing from their concern. Yep. Yep. But there were a whole lot of other factors involved in this.
Now, I just want to put out a caveat for my audience, because we have a lot of veterans and active duty service members that listen to Adam versus the Man, and I've talked about this before with my experience with PTSD, and you say as an alternative to SSRIs that selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the dangerous chemicals like Prozac that have suicide as a side effect, and when I went to the VA and told them I was having trouble sleeping,
right.
Five prescriptions, three of which had suicide as a side effect.
Adam, stand by. I got to take us to break, and we'll continue during the commercial break with Adam versus the Man, Adam Kokesh. He's interviewing me. I'm interviewing him. We're together. It's awesome. And we got a lot more healing to go. Check it all out. RobertScottBell.com. Back with Adam after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Thank you. In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
With Adam Kokesh, Adam versus the Man Online. Check it out. We have him linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Of course, 6 days a week broadcasting live through naturalnewsradio.com, GCN, our syndicator, and Digital Radio 103 down in Australia, UK Health Radio, out there across the pond in England, and parts unknown, we don't know. But Adam reaching out to them all, and we're having a great discussion on cannabis. Glad to be connected with you finally.
And broadcasting live at adamversustheman.com/live. And, you know, I should turn it over to you. I mean, do you have any questions for me or stuff you want to get into about my experience?
Yeah, well, certainly. First and foremost, for my audience, how do people listen to you? And are there archives if they don't listen live? Can they catch them anytime?
Very, very carefully. That's how they should listen to me. adamversustheman.com. Yeah, we do a 2-hour podcast 5 days a week. And we just got started last week after a brief hiatus after my 4-month government-induced taxpayer-funded spiritual retreat.
Right.
In the D.C. jail system. And we're back on the air now, Monday through Friday, noon to 2 p.m. And we take live calls by Skype, which is a lot of fun to do video calls. We haven't had a lot of video bombers yet with anything crazy. But well, as soon as we get off here, we'll be taking another guest, Michael Salvi from Philadelphia. And then we go to Skype for calls every single day. And it's a really fun conversation. But we do the audio podcast. You can get that at adamversustheman.com/podcast and our YouTube channel as well. We do a lot of special features. As you know, really, one of the things that people like about my production that I think is one thing that I do really uniquely, at least, is a kind of Socratic dialogue, man-on-the-street-style interview,
yes,
where we get to challenge people's assumptions and at least expose their inherent convictions of status and the cognitive dissonance. So we had one actually about marijuana. Mm. I was at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, about a month ago in Maryland. It's a good thing it wasn't in D.C. again this year, because I'm actually banned in D.C. If I step foot in the District of Criminals now, I could go back to jail right away for 20 months. Kind of an interesting proposition they've put as part of what came out of my legal case. But anyway, I was actually talking to a guy, you know, why do you support marijuana prohibition? And actually got him to engage in at least what was a rational conversation. But you go, Why? Do you really is it more dangerous than alcohol? No, but it's not accepted, so it should be illegal. And I'm coming at him going like, well, you're a conservative. You support the troops, right? I'm a vet. I came home and wanted to treat myself, you know, for PTSD symptoms with marijuana. You're saying I should be locked in a cage, that for that men with guns should come and lock me in a cage. When you put it like that, you know, I ask him, well, what's your enforcement mechanism that you support for marijuana being illegal? Well, I support traditional enforcement. And what you mean, locking people in cages and sending cops to take them away? It's like, this is why people can't grow their own herb, because this is the result. But yeah, we're coming to that point where we're extending that into cultivating marijuana as well. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, Mr. Bell, I've grown marijuana actually. When I was in New Mexico, I had a permit to grow personal medical usage. Mm-hmm. And I had a little closet operation. And as fun as that was, I really don't recommend it. If you're only going to do just for yourself, because it is more involved than, you know, growing dandelions or, you know, a little parsnip in your backyard. It really is an involved process to do it right.
Oh, yes. Listen, being a farmer is not easy. We all need to become that again, to grow more of our own food and bring things into a local interaction. But again, this is a big issue, and it's impacting globally. I mean, we've got listeners all over the world now hearing this message that have also bought the lies, and quite honestly, I had too. Concerned about it, as absurd as it is now looking back. How are we to believe that we could demonize a plant that is of creation? And yet this shows you how gullible the human species is.
Sadly, yeah, and we suffer for that gullibility. But fortunately, we have people like you to bring the counter narrative. You know, it's just amazing that we got to this point where the lies of the modern medical industry have so dominated society, and people just fall for it.
Well, we've had some impact, Adam, as if you, and I've appeared on Fox News, believe it or not. They have a supermodel, Carol Alt, has a weekend show, and I've been able to put out the medical history of America, and it was shocking. I still can't believe they actually aired that. So we're making inroads into places we never would have thought we could get to before. And we just keep at it because, like I said, we know we're right about what we're talking about. But we recognize there's a lot that we're overcoming in terms of the programming of the population. But I think people are that fed up, you know, and they witness the things that you've done, and they start thinking, wow, reality is not what I thought it was.
Wait a second. Are you trying to tell me that the only real requirement for getting a show on Fox News is being a supermodel?
Well, it helps. I'm just saying it helps. Listen, I got to take a break here. Stick around. I got a couple more minutes with Adam. Well, he's going to be going, but I'm going to be hanging out with him for a couple of more minutes. Then we'll be back with more broadcast healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. We have links to Adam Kokesh and Adam versus the Man. Great guy. We enjoy him immensely. So stick around. Lots more healing to go. Yes, political healing, too, on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Weight today, I have tremendous energy, and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man.
He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we do political healing. We've been talking a lot about physiological health as well with little baby Donovan with his dad last hour. And what an inspiring story that was, utilizing the CBD-rich hemp oil. That is, technically, it's legal in all 50 states already. It's not the same as the THC form, overcoming the seizures. Now, there's a lot of body politics stuff involved in this. There's a lot of transformation occurring in this. There's a lot of people that love liberty. And my next guest, he does love liberty. We can't refer to him the way we used to because he changed his name, the nickname anyway. But he still loves wrestling.
He is now Batman.
What? He's right? Batman. We still love him. Jack Hunter is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jack, my friend, where have you been?
Again.
Yeah, it's good to have you back on board here. You've done so much over the years and for the cause of liberty, of course, and within the body politic and commenting on it as a talk host and other things that you've done. But we are cognizant of the body politic, even though we find it to be very toxic and not loving of liberty. But there are strains of libertarianism that exist, and you're right there, party central for it. So we kind of got to get an assessment of what is happening, because it's been so long since we talked to you.
Well, you know, I'm working at an outlet called Rare.us is the URL, and it is a conservative outlet, a libertarian-leaning conservative outlet that I encourage everybody to look at. That's what I've been up to. As far as politics in general, boy, Robert, the stuff we've talked about over a period of time, you know, the libertarian ideas that we've been excited about, you know, we were part of Ron Paul's presidential campaigns in 2008 and 2012, at least as fans, and
yes.
I guess in my case, an official capacity to some degree. Boy, do we see a lot of that stuff sort of coming to fruition, or at least getting a lot of momentum in ways that we would have never thought would have happened before 2007 when this whole liberty movement thing sort of started. And what I mean by that is, you know, I remember a number of years in the 2000s where I didn't even call myself a conservative because I didn't want anybody to associate me with people like George W. Bush and Dick Cheney.
Right.
Here we are, you know, a number of years after that, you know, Ron Paul ran for president twice. He has a son, Senator Rand Paul, who was some consider the 2016 presidential front runner. You have people like Representative Justin Amash who are leading the fight against NSA surveillance in the House. And, you know, you have majorities of not only Americans, but conservatives of opposing interventions in Syria and Libya and getting mad about the NSA stuff, just like these other people. And, you know, you have conservatives leading things like mandatory minimum sentencing reform, and some conservatives are fine with marijuana legalization. It's like, well, this isn't Bush Cheney anymore, is it? Something different is definitely happening. I think this is exciting. You know, and it's not just about politics. I think, you know, things like Bitcoin are showing people that the sort of what used to be considered a wacky libertarian idea about competing currencies or alternative currencies, well, it's not so wacky. Look, we're using it in real-world terms. This is applicable to real life. There's all sorts of things happening in our politics and culture right now that I think if you're of a libertarian perspective, you just, there's a lot of reason for optimism, I believe.
Well, yeah, and I was going to ask you as well, you know, since Ron Paul retired from Congress, have there been any examples, perhaps Justin Amash or others, that also are willing to work with the so-called progressive left on issues where we align, like perhaps the Fourth Amendment violations or maybe foreign interventionism, where unfortunately a lot of the left are as neoconish as those on the right?
Well, I think you're seeing on the left right now, actually, some of the stuff that was happening with honest conservatives during the Bush-Cheney years, like towards the end of that, conservatives, you know, even if they didn't agree with us on foreign policy and civil liberties issues, though many of them do now, we're looking at Medicaid, you know, Plan D and No Child Left Behind and the doubling of the national debt, the doubling of the Department of Education with No Child Left Behind and saying, what the hell just happened? I think that's happening on the left right now, that a lot of Democrats who might have voted for Hope and Change in 2008 and held their nose in 2012 are now looking at, you know, the tail end of the second term or getting closer to the end of the second term and saying, what the hell just happened? You know, I'm a progressive. I believe in civil liberties. I believe in the Fourth Amendment. And this president is as bad, if not worse, in some of those issues than his Republican predecessor. And what you're seeing in our politics, as you point out, Robert, is, you know, this alliance between sort of Tea Party grassroots or libertarian-leaning Republicans and progressive Democrats on some of these important issues. And look, that's the only way we're going to get any of this stuff done, is to build coalitions. I like the Democrat Ron Wyden and Republican Rand Paul are teaming up to fight the NSA. We see the same thing in the House with Justin Amash and some on the left. That's the way it has to be, and, you know, that's the way we get things done. These ideas are popular. They're more popular with more people now than ever, and that's true across the political spectrum. Why does Rand Paul get a standing ovation at Berkeley University?
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah. When a week prior, he gives the exact same speech pretty much in its substance at CPAC and also gets a standing ovation. Something different is happening in American politics, and you have this sort of dynamic at play.
Yeah, well, let me visit the controversy of the son falling far or not falling far from the so-called tree. Now, Rand Paul is his own man. You know, as anybody who has a dad, you go one day, you grow up, not my old man, Dad. At the same time, you know, he has a lot of the libertarian principles embedded in his DNA because of the family he grew up in, the dad he has. But then we hear some on the, you know, folks going, he's not as libertarian, or he's selling out. And of course you have more direct impact and knowledge, although you're not directly working there anymore. Perhaps you can share what you know to be true, because you are, you know, to my mind, a bona fide liberty guy. What you're seeing as far as the way he's doing politics different from his dad.
Well, I trust Ron Paul, always have. That doesn't mean he's right about everything, but when people have asked him about differences between him and his son, he says we pretty much stand for the same principles, and I think that Ron is absolutely right about that. The question is whether they have the exact same methods, the exact same temperament, the exact same way about going about things, and I think we can already tell that that's not true. And you know what? That's fine. You know, Ron Paul kicked off a liberty movement and inspired a lot of people by being the one guy in Congress who said exactly what he thought, stuck to his guns, and for years and years and years, so nobody paid attention to him. I don't think he got the proper respect. But lo and behold, when he ran for president, a movement exploded. Well, that movement, you know, it happened. It's the reason I'm talking to you, and we know each other and so many other people within our movement. Is there going to be a part two? Are we going to shift to a part two and a part three and a part four? In other words, do we grow? Do we take these ideas and just talk to each other about them and they're satisfied with being right and everybody's being wrong? Or do we start to reach out and talk to people who might not agree with us on everything and try to pull them in our direction? I think that's true on a personal basis, one-on-one, whether we're on Facebook talking to our friends or home on Thanksgiving and talking to our family. It's also true in politics. Do I want Republicans who might have hated us during the Ron Paul years, I thought libertarians are crazy, to start to agree with us on issues? I certainly do. Do I want some on the left who loved Obama so much in 2008 but are fed up with him now to sort of look at a libertarian-leaning Republican? I certainly do. That's how you get things done. That's how you move the ball in your direction. The question we always have to ask ourselves, and we make comparisons with people like Ron Paul and Rand Paul, is do we want a 100% pure libertarian America, or do we want a more libertarian America? And if the answer is the first one, it has to be 100% pure, we are going to be very bitter, angry people for the rest of our lives. If the answer is that we can make America a lot more libertarian than it is right now, and I would argue it is already becoming in many ways, then we're going to be very happy and live long, productive lives and fight for something that's real, that's tangible, and that we can see right before us every day.
Yeah. Another aspect of the liberty message is economic, of course. And we have seen the so-called conservative right of the Republican Party just spend us as drunkenly as any Democrat, by and large. The debt is just so ridiculous. And then we see something like the bureaucratic oligarchy, which includes the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, going after a rancher in Nevada.
Right.
For supposedly, you know, it's like, we don't have enough to do. Let's just send 200, you know, snipers, helicopter, everything in there and do this. And, you know, then you start looking underneath the hood of this thing and go, is Harry Reid selling out because his son has access to Chinese money for a solar farm? Or is this related to the United Nations, UNESCO debt for nature swaps because we can't pay the debt? Somebody wants to pay to get, you know, something for their money. I mean, there's a lot of layers of this. When you're indebted to the level that the United States government is, people are going to start coming and saying, well, if you can't pay us in this, we're going to take that.
Right. Well, what I think was most interesting about the whole Kleinman Bundy ordeal is I think a lot of Americans were sympathetic to what was going on there. You know, I've seen people debate the finer points about who's in the right and who's in the wrong, but at the end of the day, the federal government looked like bullies, and they were bullies, and this guy looked like he was being messed with by the federal government, and he absolutely was. And, you know, I think that ties into a sort of a larger sentiment out there that people are just really fed up with the federal government. Now, look, conservatives have said that forever. Oh, people are fed up with it. If you look at some of the polling, I'm talking about Pew Research and Gallup and some of these other things. If you look at the polling, people are frightened to death of a $17 trillion national debt. They are more scared of NSA looking at their Gmail than many of it, like, than terrorism, for example. They are scared to death that government, you know, things like Social Security, Medicare are not going to be there, and they're probably not, the Ponzi schemes. More people than ever, and that's across the political spectrum, even some people on the left, certainly with independents, very strong with independents, and definitely on the right, are fed up with the government. They don't trust it. They don't think it's sustainable. They don't think it works. And they are more open to the ideas of the free market, of individual free market solutions, individual liberty, as opposed to the state doing everything. That incident with Clive and Bundy was just a reminder of that. It was the latest asterisk on this long-running, you know, what I think is widespread sentiment out there about where Americans are in relation to this big, massive, bloated federal government we have to put up with all the time. I think they're fed up with it. What's interesting to me, Robert, in particular, you know, especially when you're young, you're by default, you're supposed to be liberal, right? You know, the government's not so bad. We need government solutions. But I see with a lot of young people today, especially young people who identify as being liberal as compared to their parents, it's not that they're opposed to government solutions, but they don't have the same vested interest or faith in government that prior generations might have had. And I think that's very encouraging because, you know, what's the biggest impediment to those of us who believe in the free market or capitalism and want to go in that direction? It's sort of the older progressives who are just so wedded to collectivism. I see more young people who even identify with the left less wedded to that collectivist mindset than ever. And I think there's really something for those of us who believe in individual liberty work with there.
Yeah, you're singing some nice music for me there, Jack. I love that. You know, if that indeed is the case, we'll see what happens in the next presidential election cycle, as we know the sabotage that took place against Ron Paul and his message. Yet many of the candidates are going to identify or claim to be aligned with many of the principles he brought out since 07, since long before that, actually, but from the last two presidential runs that he had. So this is it, man. We're on the edge of some political healing here. Jack Hunter is my guest. Couple of more minutes with him. We're going to talk. In fact, Jack, when we come back from this break, would you mind doing a quick movie review for us? Because we want to know what to spend a little bit of time kicking back on the weekend.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I think I want to find out what he thinks of, what is it, Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Okay, yeah, he wrote about it, so we'll talk about that and link to it. Stick around, lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Plus, a question on gastrointestinal recovery from my book, Unlock the Power to Heal, coming up after this break with Jack Hunter.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for, your health therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome, the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Jack Hunter in a while, and he is back, and it's great to hear his voice. And Jack, listen, fun time. It's the weekend. We're going to be, I don't know if I'm going to be partying, but I'm going to be broadcasting from the Cannabis Cup, and I figure, you know, not everybody's going to be there. They should have some fun, too. So what about this movie, Captain America?
Oh, you will absolutely love Captain America. I know you'll love it, Robert, because I know who hated it. That's some of the neoconservatives. They did not like this movie, so... Before I went to see it, one prominent neoconservative tweeted out, I didn't know that, what did he tweet out? It was, I didn't know that Glenn Greenwald and Alex Jones had co-wrote a movie together or something like that. And the other tweet was, if you want to go see pro-Snowden propaganda, see Captain America 2. So, of course, that made me want to see it more. You know, this is a movie, you talk about, you know, sort of libertarian ideas reaching the culture. I don't want to give away the plot. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But, you know, everything from what happened with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks to the Snowden situation, and I consider Edward Snowden a hero. I think he might end up on a stamp at some point. Only time will tell. Is addressed in this movie in a positive way. Or if you were, you know, the opposite of libertarian, in my opinion, is authoritarian. And if you were an authoritarian type, if you like the NSA spying on everybody and you think that they should have absolute secrecy about everything, no matter what, the NSA is always right. We don't need so many civil liberties. The First Amendment can be infringed upon. The Fourth Amendment is sort of, if you don't like it, you will not like this movie. If you believe in the Constitution, well, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, so Representative Peter King would definitely be considered, strapping him in to watch this movie, it'd be punishment for him.
Peter King would be shooting at the screen. He'd be so pissed off after watching this movie. If you're Lindsey Graham or John McCain or any of those jerks, you are not going to like this movie. But people are perspective. What I consider, you know, true constitutionalists, civil libertarians, whatever you want to call it, this is a movie for you. And there's a message about foreign policy in there. There's a message about drones. And really, and I wrote about this at Rare.us, it's that line between security and liberty. You know, there's always a balance. And sometimes in times of national tragedy, you do need a little bit more security. But there's a line. It's called the Constitution. And that is all addressed in this movie. It's wonderful. I can't recommend it enough. In fact, I might go see it again.
Oh, man. Well, Jack, it's great to have you back. And I look forward to having you on anytime you're available. Great political healing segments with Jack Hunter. He used to appear with me when we did a lot of Savage appearances some years ago, before TRN imploded. So we've always had a good time with it. And Really great to have you on board. Check them out, rare.us, Jack. I don't know when next you'll be available, but you're so busy. What can we do?
Well, I think I'll be back sooner than later.
All right, rocking and rolling, and he's a wrestling man, and he's playing in Dante's Camaro when he gets back to Charleston. Jack Hunter, rare.us. Thanks again, Jack.
Take care, Robert.
All right. So how cool was that? Have a little political healing with Jack Hunter. Good Southern stuff coming through.
Yeah, good to have him back on. I mean, he's brilliant. I mean, he's had so much cool experience and so many things. Because mm-hmm. we've had Jack for, like he said, for years, you know, back during the Ron Paul Revolution, both times.
Yep.
Yeah, so good perspective. And rare.us, great website to go to get some good news and see what's going on in the world.
So now we got to cover the news from our listening audience. Jeff writes in, "Hey, Robert, awesome show. I listen every morning while working out. I read your book. Very insightful. I'm about to start the Silver Aloe Protocol, and I'm just wondering how long you suggest waiting after taking it before eating or drinking. I would like to do it as soon as I wake up and before dinner. Keep up the excellent work. Thank you, Jeff." Well, really 20, 30 minutes should be enough. If you have the ideal ability to do it early enough, wait an hour. But the reality is it's going to transit pretty quickly through your GI tract because the silver and the aloe moves it on through. So even as little as 20, but if you can go an hour, even better. But flex with it. If you only got 20, I'd rather have you do it than not do it. Now, there's another question here from Danielle. Hi, I recently bought your book. In it, you talk about opening the detoxification pathways, liver, kidneys, colon, lymph. However, I did not see a specific protocol for doing this. Is there something specific you recommend? Would you do anything different with someone or for someone with a highly toxic, damaged liver? Also, are you on the radio in Colorado? A lot of questions. And we get these questions. Are you on the radio here, there, or the other one? In the show notes at robertscottbell.com, we have given you the secret as to how to get it on the radio. You've got to contact your local affiliates and contact GCN. We even got the numbers to call toll-free. So do take advantage of that. But for the detox protocols, I didn't put it in. There was just no time and no room. But the next book will have more on the detox protocols. But, yes, the liver, that means increasing your levels of selenium every day. Calling Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. Get the lymph and kidney and liver detox from King Bio. Coffee enemas.
Yay.
And no, I wouldn't necessarily do anything different for a toxic damaged liver. Just maybe go a little bit slower, but that's about it. So, Daniel, thanks for your question. Back tomorrow with the Healing Revolution, Dr. Frank King, and then we're on our way to Colorado, Denver, the Cannabis Cup with Hemp SPX. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhelp.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhelp.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.